Welcome to Sex Chat for Christian Wives,
where four marriage and sex bloggers
discuss the naked truth.
What does God really want for the sexual intimacy in our marriage?
I'm Jay Parker of Hot, Holy, and Humorous.
I'm Chris Taylor from The Forgiven Wife.
I'm Gay Christmas of Calm, Healthy, Sexy.
I'm Bonnie Burns of Oyster Bed 7. Today, we're going to discuss the third question that Chris posed at her Christian Marriage Bloggers Association core team retreat. We've already discussed two previous questions, and now we're on our third. So, hey, ladies, tell me, what are your plans for the weekend? Chris?
Well, I have a son who lives in Milwaukee, and he's coming over with his dog, and my other son will be here, and we're going to have a cookout with my husband. And my husband's going to be playing golf all day on Saturday, so I will be using the day to write and do laundry. So I'll have one fun day and one day. But that's okay.
What's your son's dog's name?
Banjo.
Oh, what a cute name.
Banjo's a Brittany Spaniel. Yeah.
Your deliverance.
He's 6 months old, so he's right at that stage between puppy and he's a teenage dog, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He
rebellious.
He was playing fetch with himself yesterday. It was kind of cute. Yeah. You know, dogs are adorable.
What do you got going on, Gay?
We're probably going to have my in-laws over for dinner one night, and we're going to try not to work so hard this weekend. Last weekend, I did more physical labor than I've done in 6 months in the yard and the garden, and I'm not repeating that. So we're going to try to have more relaxation. And actually, I would love to go see Wonder Woman this weekend.
Oh, I want.
Yeah,
oh,
my gosh. Yeah, we all need to do that.
I could go see that. I could go see that on the day my husband's at the golf thing.
Yeah. Am I the only one who's seen it?
I think you are.
Yes, I saw it with some girlfriends, and I told my husband, I'll go see it again. I loved it.
Yeah, my 20-something son, who is very particular about movies and very critical, loved it. He said it's one of the best movies he's seen in a long time. So
good to know.
I'm thinking I could drag my husband there.
I want to go watch it and then come play home and put a cape on and play Wonder Woman out in the yard. Make all the
in the yard.
Yeah, make all the neighbors laugh like when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say in.
I think it's a shame that adults don't get to do that. Like, how come I can't go to the grocery store in a cape? I see like 4-year-olds do it all the time.
Hey, I say you do it.
Why did the fun end just because I became an adult?
Wait, Jay, what are you doing this weekend? Besides wearing your cape.
Well, that's every day. No, actually, what I'm doing is our youth group is they're sending the youth group is going to Schlitterbahn in Galveston, which is a water park, and they're going to have a great time. And then what they do is they come back all tired. They eat a pizza place, and so they're all tired and full and everything. And then they have a guy sleepover and a girl sleepover, and my house is where the guys are going to be. So I've got like 10 to 12 teenage guys coming to my house to crash overnight. And then I'll be making breakfast for them in the morning. And I know that sounds daunting, but honestly, our youth group is just so amazing. These are great, great kids. And they're just no trouble at all. And we enjoy it. This is like maybe the fifth year we've done it.
Oh, wow.
Great. And, so after that, I might need to go see Wonder Woman again to rebalance the scales back to the, you know, little female power.
And Bonnie, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, we're going to take up where Gay left off with some physical labor. Windows need washing and the pool deck needs scrubbing. And then Saturday night, we're having some friends over for dinner. And we don't really have many friends down here, so I'm really excited. We're going to have shrimp boil. North Carolina shrimp boil in South Florida. Yeah.
Yay. Fun.
So tell us, Chris, what's the third question that you asked the gentleman? And let's review. Which gentlemen were there?
We had Doug from my house. He was there. And Tom Walter, who does the Romantic Vineyard with his wife, Debbie. Paul Byerly, who does the Generous Husband. And oh, I forgot to mention before, he does the XY Code as well. He and his wife, Lori, were there. Scott Means from Heaven Made Marriage. He and his wife. I don't know if I'm allowed to say her name. I don't remember if he shared that on his blog, but he and his wife were there. And Brad Aldrich, who does One Flesh Marriage with his wife, Kate. So that's who was there. And this last question we're going to hear from them about is, what do you wish wives understood about men and men's sexuality? So, last question. What do you wish wives understood about men and men's sexuality?
I think, Brad, earlier you talked about the one thing porn gets right. It was excellent.
I think, yeah, I had said one of the things that the porn culture gets correct is how much men desire their to be able to please their wives sexually. And I think there's a lot of women who have said, you know what, I'll show up sexually, but I don't want to, you know, go all in and work towards enjoyment. And I think they're missing a whole part of both their own sexual pleasure, but also their husband's sexual pleasure.
Men almost obviously have to climax at the end of the lovemaking. That's having your wife show up and be a part of it, even if for whatever reasons. And trust me, I want my wife to also have that physical and emotional release at the end of lovemaking as well. But if for some reason, sometimes that's just not going to happen, to at least know that you wanted to be there and that you were enjoying everything as much as I was, that's kind of important to know.
One of the things that Lori and I have worked through is she's come to understand that my sex drive is sometimes annoying to me. I'm tired or I'm busy and it won't shut up. And it's easy for the woman to feel badgered by that, but she's come to understand I sometimes feel badgered by that too. And so it's no longer, you know, me against her. It's an understanding of this reality. I mean, it's just like getting hungry. You know, if she had to eat three times as often as I did because of some medical thing, I could be angry about that and how it messes with my life and we've got to stop more often for food, or I can accept that is the reality because I love her of my marriage and accommodate that her. And so that may be a bad example, but it's so freeing to me that she understands it's not just about, you know, me wanting pleasure. Sometimes it's just annoying that I feel this, and I wish I could just turn it off until tomorrow.
Yeah, I think one thing that it seems to me a lot of why I struggle with is this notion that sex for men is just a physical thing. Mm-hmm. And that's such a lie, because it is physical, and there is that kind of annoying kind of drive that is common in a lot of men. But it's so much more than that, and that really what men are looking for is not just a physical release, but a real deep sense of connection. The affirmation that a wife being fully present and engaged during sex brings to the relationship. And I think, you know, for a lot of women, it's difficult to understand that because they're not wired that way. But for guys, it's absolutely much more than a physical thing. So I think that's one.
Well, one of the joys of getting older is the physical is no longer as demanding.
Right.
But that hasn't changed my desire to be with my wife, because it was never all about that. That's got to be reassuring for her. It's nice for me. It's so much easier now to flow, you know, into an intimacy. And when I say intimacy, I mean all of it. That's not driven by that teenage, you know, hormonal push. That I can set that aside and just enjoy my wife in all kinds of different ways.
I would only add to that, and this is coming from One Flesh Marriage blog. We've talked a lot about how sex is something God designed that is unique to the marriage relationship, and it is a form of worship. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a place where there's a spiritual component to sexual intimacy that a lot of couples haven't explored. But I think once you get to that place where there is a deep spiritual connection in sharing that intimacy, I think there's something powerful that's there.
All right, guys, do you have anything else you'd like our listeners to know or think about?
That we married you because we love you. That bottom line, that is where we are. We are, according to the teachings, we are become one flesh. We are one person. We have done that because that's who we wanted to spend the rest of our lives with, and that's who we wanted to become the one flesh with.
I'd build on that and say, I want an adventure with my wife, and that there's no innuendo in that. I want to go out and enjoy life and do it with her. And everything I do, I mean, virtually everything I do is better if I do it with her. I mean, we were early married, and I'd be working on the car, and she'd be sitting out there, and I did not need her sitting out there. I could reach the wrenches myself. But having her there with me and being able to talk and being able to share life with her is just incredible. That's what I want.
I think, again, we're just emphasizing the importance of communication. There's nothing that we can't and won't talk about with each other. And making the priority of turning off the TV or putting away the cell phone or being totally engaged in communicating some of the things that we've been talking about openly and honestly as couples is very important. And so that in itself creates intimacy with my wife is just... That I'm fully there and I'm attentive to her and listening, and we're communicating and being able to be engaged. So,
okay, so we've just listened to the men give us their synopsis of what they wish we women knew about their sex drives. What do you think of what they said, ladies?
I thought it was interesting that they referenced porn, actually, because at first I was like, what? We're going to talk about porn? Really? They're going to talk about something porn gets correct? But actually, I think that I've heard this a lot of times. I think that we women feel like it's because these women look maybe better than we do. And I know that was a topic we discussed last time, that our men just don't see us this way. I think what appeals a lot of times is the enthusiasm. And I think that that's something that these guys touched on, is it's really, they want more than just you show up. They want your real engagement. They want you to be enthusiastic and involved and excited to be there. And I think that's true for really most high drive spouses, is it's more than just show up. They want you to really be there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I wrote down was, that they thought women didn't understand what an affirmation it is for men when their wife is fully engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And how important that is to the whole process, I guess you would say, which really made me think that the advice about sex in a number of Christian circles that I know a lot of women have been given, which is that, basically, you just show up and have sex when your husband wants to, is not at all good advice. I mean, it's not good for women, but it's also not good for men, because that's not what your average good-willed husband is looking for, just somebody who will show up. I mean, I've heard husbands say they just don't want to have sex that way. So that's really bad advice. I think the better advice is for women to come to a place where they can really enjoy it, embrace it, and that will mean so much more to them. But now we've heard it will also mean so much more to their husband.
I want to say amen to Gay. That's so true, all of it.
Yes, and I think if you're a mismatched sex drive and you're trying to figure out your frequency, knowing how often you can be enthused like that is a good indicator of the frequency you could have. Like, for a low drive wife, you know, every day would probably not have my enthusiasm. But with, you know, two or three, there's more chance of having enthusiasm. So
I think also a lot of times when men say that they want sex a whole lot, I think that if I've heard this, like somebody was saying that they just don't feel sated. It's not the same. And so I actually think that some men would say, look, I could have sex less often if she was really enthusiastic about it.
Exactly.
And so I think it's just a little more satisfying. And so, mm-hmm.
Well, it goes back to that feeling of acceptance they talked about. I mean, who feels accepted if you're just laying there like a cold fish? That's not engaging and accepting if they want the acceptance.
You know, if a wife says, well, but I give him sex every day, what more does he want? Most guys would say that they'd rather have sex two or three times a week if she were really there and not just looking at it as giving him sex, but really being with him.
Yes. I mean, you could flip it around and say, I want to have a good conversation with you. And if I can only have a good conversation with you twice a week or have your disdain 5 days a week, I'd rather only talk to you 2 days a week.
Yeah, I've said that. Like, I mean, nobody wants to go on a date and be like, hey, let's go on a date. And your husband's like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine. If you want to go, I'll go. And yeah. I want credit that I was here with you.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. No. So I think if you can turn it around and understand what you want his enthusiasm about, it's easier to reciprocate and give it.
I loved that Brad talked about the spiritual component of sexual intimacy. I know some people get all weirded out about that. What do you mean sex is spiritual? Because we think of it as just this physical thing.
You know, the spiritual component is so subtle, though. It's not something that hits you in the face. And so I think it takes time to build your emotional intimacy because for me, well, you know, I can only speak from my own experience, but the emotional intimacy overflowed into spiritual intimacy, and it took time and intention and prayer.
I wouldn't say that sex every time has to be this big full banquet of awesomeness, but when you are showing up and really wanting to be there with your husband, I think doing that time and time again, that really does build that emotional intimacy, that builds the spiritual intimacy. I just loved that Brad talked about that because I think too many people separate, like God is a separate part of their lives than sex, and God is so much part of everything that we do. I pray a lot when we're in the middle of sex. And I just really loved that he mentioned that.
Actually have thought like about when we're in the middle of something, I've actually thought about this is making God happy, like that we're doing what he wants us to do, that this is, I don't know. I mean, it's an offering to him in a way because we are complying with what he wants for our marriage, this intimacy.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, the intimacy that we have goes back to Ephesians 5, 32, the mystery. The intimacy that we're having with our husband at that point is the kind of intimacy God wants to have with us. He wants us to be so entwined with him that we are deeply moved. And I get what you're saying, Jay.
I think it's just, I feel like that's kind of a whole body, whole emotion, there are moments in sex when I feel like I'm all in, completely in, and there's nothing really but that. And I think in some ways, this may sound crazy, but I wonder sometimes, is that a glimpse of what it will be like when we're in heaven and everything is about God? And I'm just going to be so fully delighted and all into that experience.
I've thought that sometimes before too, that this is just sort of a taste, and it reminds me of all that's waiting for me.
And wouldn't it be interesting, and I don't mean this to be sacrilegious in any way or disrespectful, but what if orgasm is a shadow of the pleasure and the delight that you talked about, Jay, of being in God's presence?
I've thought that too, because I feel like what God says about heaven, I'm like, okay, orgasm cannot be better than being in God's presence. Annette orgasms really good sometimes. So I'm like, wow, what it must be like. I mean, I don't know. I can't contemplate it. And I think that there's a reason there's so much symbolism. But I thought it was a beautiful thing that Brad talked about, it being a form of worship and that there's a spiritual component. And like we said, it's not like you feel this all the time. I think it's more like I just catch glimpses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to say, I just want to be the voice on the outside here and say to our listeners, if you don't think about sex that way very much, then you and I are lined up, because I don't think about sex that way very much. So I might be wrong, but listeners, if you don't think about it that way, then we'll be wrong together.
No, I don't think it's wrong.
No right or wrong. No right or wrong.
That doesn't come, I don't know, naturally. I just don't really think about it.
During the experience, but like you do sort of logically have that sense that this is something good before God. Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense to me.
You know, when I was in youth group years and years and years ago, I asked our youth group leader, how can you and your wife have sex if you know that God is watching? And he was so flustered. He was just a brand new seminary student who had this teenage girl asking this question that he was not prepared for. And I think what a wasted opportunity that was to tell me God is always watching, and that that's part of what makes sex so amazing, that it is a holy act that you do with your husband.
Well, later on, I just wanted to mention that I think it was Paul that talked about how he wanted an adventure with his wife. And I thought that was really great, because I think that's true of a lot of men, that they want to kind of live this big adventure and they want a companion along the ride. I will say this. He gave us one example, something about working on his car and his wife just like sitting there while he worked on his car. And I don't know that my husband would want that, but that would drive me crazy, because I'd be like, are you kidding me? I have stuff to do. Well, we'll merge our schedules later so we can do something together, but I'm not just sitting here while you're working on the car.
However, again, if you took your laptop out there while he was working on the car,
I could make use of it.
I do like to see my husband do manly things. So maybe it's like foreplay. I don't know. I didn't ask.
I wondered how much of that was like male, female, and how much might be personality and stuff like that.
Yeah, it made me think of love languages. And when I heard that, I thought his love language must be quality time, because, I think for my husband, he'd be like, what are you doing? Don't you have stuff to do?
Okay.
My husband would be the same way.
But we will do something like we'll run errands with each other or something now and then. Which is not an adventure now that I think about it. We go to Walmart together. That's our big adventure.
But I think to go back to what Paul said, I think he meant adventure not just in terms of sex, but really in terms of life. Mm-hmm. You know, really wanting to enjoy life with your spouse and do some things a little bit out of each of your comfort zones. Mm-hmm. Just really, and I do think a lot of men and women want that. And I also think that doing those things can contribute to your sex life, because, you know, if you're just like into your routine all the time, you know, it's pretty dull. But if you, and you know, my husband and I aren't good at this. We have to sort of force ourselves to get out and do something a little bit different, a little bit exciting. But I think it does carry over into your sex life and make it a little more interesting and adventurous.
Well, there's actually some body chemicals that fire when you do something new and exciting. Mm-hmm. Like you have these kinds of
novelty.
Dopamines?
Yeah. I bet Bonnie knows more about this. Bonnie, do you know that you have these kinds of things? That?
Yes, I wrote a post on it, but I haven't read it recently. So we'll link the post to it.
But when you do something novel, you get these kind of feel-good chemicals going through your body. And then that kind of carries over to you sharing with the person. Well, you kind of get that automatically when you first start dating, because the novelty is the person that you're dating. And the novelty might be just getting married and this and that. But after you've been married for a while, it's important to still do some fun stuff, to do some novel things, because then you connect those feel-good chemicals to this person.
You know, I have to say, when we went to this retreat, it's a 12-hour drive from Wisconsin to North Carolina, and that in itself was an adventure for Doug and me, that we hadn't been able to travel much. In fact, I don't even know that we've ever traveled together without either parents or kids, and it was just us in a car for 12 hours having adventures. I wrote a post about it, about getting lost on a mountain, and we were trespassing, and it became part of this adventure that's part of our story. And so, yeah, when Paul was talking about having, you know, just being with each other and doing all those things together, that really, I had just experienced that 2 days earlier.
Another really interesting research thing that I saw, that there was a survey of men and women, and they asked, who is your best friend? And like 2/3 of the men said their wife, or the husbands. And 1/3 of the wives said it was their husband. So like 2/3 of men think that their wife is their best friend. It's only 1/3 for wives. Now, I don't think that means that there's definitely a disconnect there. I think that, like, for instance, I don't call my husband my best friend, but he is my partner in my life. He's the person that I want to go to first when something happens, when whatever. I just don't call it a best friend. But I do think it's interesting that men characterize it that way. And if we wives can understand that for a lot of men, they want us to be their best friend. They want this companion in life.
Yeah, I wouldn't call Dave my best friend either. I actually call him more than my best friend because, like you say, he doesn't relate to me like another woman, you know? We go shopping and that kind of thing, girlfriend stuff. We relate in a different way, but it is very important to do things together and be best friends.
So apparently it's the husbands who really want to have friends with benefits or a friend with benefits.
Just one particular best friend.
One with benefits.
One BFF with benefits.
BFFWB.
That's how you spell wife.
I like that Paul said his sex drive was annoying. I just thought that was very honest and, you know, and a different season. We've talked about there being seasons of your marriage. I would have called my husband's sex drive annoying, but, and I'm sorry for those who, you know, don't have that kind of dynamic.
But I think that speaking for some high drive wives out there, I can tell you, being the high drive spouse, it can be irritating because you're like, oh, man, I feel like I want it again. And I know from your perspective, it's not been long enough. But I'm really feeling the
I am ready to go again.
Yeah. And so I can understand, you, if nothing else, you're just kind of frustrated by the mismatch. And mm-hmm. you wish that they could come up and maybe you could go down and, you know. So I understood that.
Thank you, ladies, for your discussion. And we hope that we've brought value to your sex life.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Sex Chat for Christian Wives. We encourage you to check out our website at forchristianwives.com, where you can find show notes and links to resources. That's for christianwives.com. Also, if you enjoy our podcast, please take a few minutes to leave a review on iTunes so that others can find the show, and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to reach out to new listeners. May God bless you this week as you pursue healthy and holy sexual intimacy in your marriage.